الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله معي شيخ طريقة أمير أهل السنة حضرت علامة مولانا محمد إلياس الطار قادري دامت بركاتهم العالية has given us a beautiful mindset. We should always make good intentions whenever we perform any permissible task or do any good deed. As I am presenting this speech, I make this intention, inshallah, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer whenever he is performing any good deed. We should make this intention to those watching on Madani channel. They can also make intention that you will watch this speech from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And remember, the more intentions one can make for a particular task or any deed, higher the reward he can attain. We can easily multiply our reward by adding as many good intentions as possible. So you can make as many good intentions as possible to attain more and more reward, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, Man salla alayya fi yawmin mi'ata marratin qadallahu lahu mi'ata hajatin sab'ina minha li akhiratihi wa thalathina minha li dunyah. Whosoever sends 100 salat upon me in a day, Allah Almighty will fulfill 100 of his needs. SubhanAllah. 100 of his needs. From these, 70 will be of the hereafter and 30 of this worldly life. SubhanAllah. غموں نے تم کو جو گھیرا ہے تو درود پڑھو جو حاضری کی تمنا ہے تو درود پڑھو صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم الحمدللہ we are present here in Stratford, London in the weekly اجتماع of دعوت اسلام and الحمدللہ in today's weekly اجتماع we have got the topic high rank of women in Islam. The high rank of women in Islam, inshallah. This will be the topic we'll be learning today. Sheikh-e-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, mentions the following account in his booklet, Miraculous Wonders of Farooq-e-Azam. A very interesting account. Listen with utmost concentration, inshallah. There's a lot to learn. After Egypt was conquered, the people of Egypt once said to Sayyidina Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala an, O leader, we have a tradition, a very strange tradition in relation to the river Nile. And until we do not fulfill that tradition, the river does not flow. He asked, what is it? They said, we take a virgin girl from her parents, adorn her with clothing and jewelry, and then throw her into the Nile, river Nile. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala and said, this can never happen in Islam. Islam abolishes such evil customs and traditions. Thus, the tradition was abandoned and the river water began to decrease to such extent that the people had intended to leave that place. After seeing this, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an wrote down the whole situation and sent it to second caliph of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. In response to this letter, Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an wrote, you did the correct thing. Indeed, Islam does away such customs. Islam does away with such customs. There is a piece of paper in this letter. Place it into the river Nile. This was instructed by Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an. He wrote a letter and sent to put into the river Nile. When Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an received the letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala an and took out the piece of paper from the letter, on it what was written is interesting. Subhanallah. O river Nile, if you flow of your own accord, then do not flow. But if Allah Almighty has caused you to flow, then I supplicate to Allah Almighty that He makes you flow. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala and placed this piece of paper into the river. And its water level rose by 16 yards overnight. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In this manner, this tradition was completely eradicated from Egypt. The Islamic brothers. Subhanallah. What an amazing an account we've heard. It is also a saintly miracle, karama, of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu ta'ala an. At the same time, we learn that the teachings of Islam with regards to respecting women and giving rights of women in Islam, alhamdulillah, they are also crystal clear. May we be sacrificed upon Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, who was taught directly by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Observe the wisdom in his action. As when news of this ignorant tradition reached him, he instantly thought of this rights of women being infringed and rose to protect them. Utilizing his authority, he put a firm end to this practice of the people of Egypt. By doing so, he showed the high rank that women possess in Islam, as he ensured their due rights are delivered to them in the best possible manner. Also remember, this event took place after Islam had arrived. If we were to look at the status of women before the advent of Islam, i.e. during the age of ignorance, then it would become apparent to us, crystal clear to us, that the oppression that they were subjected, meaning women, to had reached its limits. Before Islam, women were forced to face a number of heart-wrenching hardships. Let's hear something about that. Respected brothers and respected viewers of Madani Channel, women were not given their just rights before Islam. The world did not give them their due honor and importance. Men mainly viewed women as an object to satisfy their carnal desires. Women were forced to serve men to such an extent, if a woman was to carry out any labor and hard work, she would still have to give her earnings to the men. But the oppressive men of the time still did not give any importance to women. In fact, they would beat them like animals and even cut off their ears, noses, and other limbs over the smallest of issues. And in some cases, they were even killed. This was the practice before the advent of Islam. That's how women were treated. They were treated like animals, and they were beaten and even killed, as we heard. Many women died, my dear Islamic brothers, just because the way they were treated. Now, if we further listen, women would receive no share at all in the inheritance of their mother, father, brother, sister, or husband. And neither did they have ownership over anything. And respected brothers, in the same way, there were countless other cruel traditions and customs women were subjected to, particularly poor women, whilst completely from the rest of the society, they were disassociated, especially those they were poor. These women were forced to live the rest of their lives in complete repression and mental anguish. For many years, these poor women cried over their situation, but there was nobody to help and treat their wounds, nor wipe their tears. There was not a single person to hear their pleas, nor did any of them have any mercy and compassion towards these women who were treated like animals before the advent of Islam. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Almighty gifted our beloved master, the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, with rulings and laws which brought an end to the injustice and oppression that women were subjected to. With the arrival of messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a unique revolution took place in the world, and the hardships and difficulties that helpless women was subjected to came to an end. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam arrived with the religion of Islam from Allah azza wa jal, women across the world were no longer going to be treated in the same evil fashion. With the advent of Islam, the women who were subjected to oppression and torment by men were instead granted a very high rank, such that in regards to acts of worship, daily affairs, even life and death itself, in every single stage of life, women were granted a position of dignity and honor. Just like men, women were also given rights, and Allah Almighty revealed rulings to preserve their rights. Women were given rights of personal ownership, and they were made exclusive owners of their wedding dowries, their business income, and their personal assets. They were also made heirs to the inheritance of their fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, children, and husband. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In essence, the same helpless and desperate women who were once looked down upon and discriminated against, they became a source of peace for the hearts of men and leaders of their homes. Subhanallah. Hence, Allah Almighty clearly states in the Holy Quran, He created spouses for you from yourselves, for you to gain comfort in them, and placed love and mercy between yourselves. Now, a man can neither hit a woman, nor can he expel them from the home. And neither can anybody seize their property or belongings, because Islam has given them right. In fact, it is necessary upon men, in terms of the religion to fulfill rights of women. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you have heard how beautiful the religion of Islam is. Subhanallah. It does not even tolerate a woman having to shed tears out of sadness or any problems she may encounter. Islam does not leave women to suffer from emotional or physical harm. Rather, it took them away from discrimination and hatred and made them honorable and respected members of society. Islam, alhamdulillah, closed the door of oppression for women and gave them the honorable rights they were deserving of, no doubt. This is that tremendous favor of Islam upon women, which even humanity will be proud of till the day of judgment. Remember, women go through different phases and stages in their lives. For example, sometimes as daughters, sometimes as sisters, sometimes as wives, and sometimes as mothers. Subhanallah. Whatever role she adopts, Islam does not let any atoms worth of injustice reach them. Rather, it saved them from the storm of oppression and correct, subhanallah, granted them a new lease of life. Islam was also instrumental in removing cruel and unjust age-old traditions, which particularly discriminated against daughters, and it granted them distinctive status in society. In regards to this, let's now hear of the heart-wrenching accounts that young girls faced before Islam came. The Islamic brothers, before Islam, young girls were treated worse than animals. They were buried alive straight after birth, as this unjust society would consider the birth of a girl to be a means of shame. Astaghfirullah. If a person found out he was now the father of a girl, he would not come before the people for many days and think to himself, do I spend my life raising this girl whilst being subjected to disgrace? Or do I bury her alive and save myself from embarrassment? Allah Almighty says in 14th Juz of the Holy Quran translation, and when one amongst them is given the glad tidings of a daughter, his face therefore remains darkened for the whole day, and he is full of anger. He is hiding from the people because of the shame of this news. Will he keep her with disgrace or bury her alive in the sand? However, even during this age of cold-heartedness, there were some merciful individuals who expressed great sadness over this evil tradition. And whenever possible, they would save girls from being buried alive. For example, when Zaid bin Amr, the parental cousin of Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala an, and the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zaid radiyallahu an, would find out that somebody had a daughter and was intending to bury her, he would rush to them and take on the responsibility for the expenses of their upbringing, marriage, etc. In this way, he would save them from having their lives cut short. This was the practice of Sayyidina Sasah radiyallahu ta'ala an, once said in the court of Rasul alayhi salatu was salam, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the age of ignorance, I saved 360 girls from being buried alive. And in the place of this, I gave their fathers two pregnant 10 months old she camels and another camel as a form of fidya. Will I receive any reward for this act? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, you have already received reward for that action. Allah Almighty has granted you the ability to accept Islam and blessed you with the faith. This also tells us the importance of Iman. Alhamdulillah, we have many Islamic brothers. You've heard about how these poor girls were oppressed. Before Islam, they were kept restricted to one place. Their right to live was snatched from them, and their cold-hearted fathers did not show any mercy in burying them alive with their own hands in order to preserve their own status in society. Astaghfirullah. In times of ignorance, rather than being considered the honor of one's family, girls were considered signs of misfortune. This is Islam who has given rights to women. Unfortunately, even in today's day and age of advancement, we still find some traits from the age of ignorance among people. There are even some foolish Muslims today who, instead of showing love and compassion to their daughters despite their very existence, if they do not abort the poor child in the womb of their mother, then at times the lives of these newly born girls as well as their mothers are ended. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such evil acts. Dear Islamic brothers, now let's listen the status of daughters in Islam. Subhanallah. Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam guides us in these beautiful words. Whosoever has a daughter and does not bury her alive nor consider her lowly and does not give preference to his son over her, Allah Almighty will grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So daughters are means to enter into Jannah. Another beautiful saying of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, do not speak ill of daughters, as I am also one who has daughters. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Without doubt, daughters are very loving, sympathetic, and extremely compassionate. Itna hi kaafi hai. Aqa ne farmaya, main betiyon wala hoon. Allahu Akbar. Respected brothers, what a great fortune it is to have daughters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not speak ill of daughters, as I am also one who has daughters. Another beautiful saying of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who raises three daughters or sisters in such a way that he teaches them etiquettes and treats them kindly until Allah Almighty makes them independent. For example, the daughters or sisters become married, Allah Almighty will make paradise necessary for him. Subhanallah. Us pe jannat wajib ho jati. Allahu Akbar. Hearing this prophetic statement, Allahu Akbar. What a great personality these Sahaba Kiram were. They made life easy for us. Many questions which we could have asked, subhanallah, they did not leave any stone unturned to ask those questions. Today they are benefiting us. Allahu Akbar. Hearing this prophetic statement, one companion radiallahu ta'ala and asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if somebody raises two girls? To which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is the same reward in virtue for him. Subhanallah. The narrator of this blessed hadith goes on to say that if someone had asked about raising one daughter, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would state the same about that too. Subhanallah. This was the karam and mercy of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam. But this tells us, this is the encouragement of Islam to show mercy, love, compassion towards your daughters. This is the right what Islam has given to the daughters. Respected brothers, whenever somebody has a daughter, Allah Almighty sends angels to his home who come and say, O people of the house, may peace be upon you. The angels then take the child under the shade of their wings, and whilst stroking the head of that child, they say, this is a fragile soul, born from a fragile soul. Subhanallah. Whosoever takes responsibility of raising this fragile soul, Allah Almighty will aid them until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers, these are the beautiful ahadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, telling us the importance of daughters. This is the status of daughter in Islam. They are the end, you can say, pass to enter into Jannah, subhanAllah. All we have to do is we should love them, we should show them mercy, compassion, kindness. And when they get married, subhanAllah, we should teach them etiquettes, manners. And inshaAllah, azzawajal, we will enter into Jannah, inshaAllah. Respected brothers, when Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would come into the presence of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would stand up, hold her hand, kiss it, and sit her in the very same place he was sitting. This was the practice of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam for his beloved daughter. So we learn, that's how we should treat our daughters. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would stand up whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited her. She would take his blessed hand into hers, kiss it, and seat him in the place she was previously sitting. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respected brothers, these are beautiful etiquettes and manners. We need to teach our children. We need to practice in front of them. When parents, they come, you should stand up. You should show respect. You should kiss the hands of your parents. This is how we need to teach them first. And inshallah, when time will come, they will also kiss the hands of their parents. They will also learn the etiquettes and manners. This is what we learn from this beautiful practice of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam and the blessed daughter of Rasulullah, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Now, this was one of the beautiful forms of a woman in the shape of a daughter. Now talk about a mother's rank in Islam. SubhanAllah. The Islamic brothers, when a woman becomes a mother, her very presence becomes a means of blessings. She becomes the adornment and beauty of her household, and the peace found within a home is brought about by her smile and kindness, no doubt. My Islamic brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has given us the importance of the rights of mother. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was once asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is most rightful of my good conduct? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. Again, the person asked, who after this? For a second time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother. The person asked again, who after this? For a third time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam again said, your mother. The person asked yet again, who after this? Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your father. Three times the right of mother, subhanAllah, is mentioned. By the Islamic brothers, ulama, they've written that in serving, doing khidmat, the right of mother is more. Three times more mentioned. But in respecting, showing respect, the right of father is more. Both of them are important. My dear Islamic brothers, we need to respect our parents. Sayyiduna Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, during a bitterly cold winter night, my mother once asked me for water. I filled a glass with water and brought it to her, but she had fallen asleep. I did not consider it right to wake her, so I stood and waited for her to wake up. A long time passed, and some water which had spilt out of the glass and had come onto my fingers and frozen to ice. When my mother woke up, I presented the glass of water to her. As I gave the glass to her, the ice frozen on my finger caused my skin to tear as the glass left my hand and it began to bleed. My mother saw this and asked about what had happened. I then explained the entire situation. My mother then raised her hands and made dua by saying, O Allah Almighty, I am pleased with him. So you also remain pleased with him. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers, Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very high. And one of the reasons he got this status is respecting parents, respecting mother. We sometimes ask our parents to make dua for us, right? Whenever we do something good, we say, my mom or mother, please make dua for me. Or my father, please make dua for me. This is what we do, we should do, we should ask. But my dear Islamic brothers, sometimes that dua comes from one's heart, mother's heart, father's heart. That is something different. You do something and then that dua comes out of the heart of the mother. Every dua is from the heart, but sometimes it's a different time. We should keep on doing certain good acts which may lead to that very moment when a dua comes out of the tongue of mother or father. You never know the status you will achieve before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can never achieve, no matter how much ibadah you do in your life. Because there are some good deeds which are shortcut, which can raise one's status high. There were many awliya ikram, they got this status. One of the reasons, they were definitely doing other fara'id and wajibat, other necessary things, but at the same times, one act, adab and respect, subhanallah. Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He respected the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This adab of respecting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on paper which was on the ground, he took it, put the scent on, and then placed to high place. Just this act. He used to drink. He used to be in pub. But just this act of adab and respect, he became wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this adab, this respect, can take somewhere. We can never achieve that status sometimes otherwise. My dear Islamic brothers, we need to respect our parents. We need to love them. We need to show respect to them. And at the same time, today we are learning about the high rank of women in Islam. This tells us how beautiful Islam is, what it teaches us. The status of a woman and status of a mother. May we follow the beautiful teachings of Islam and we respect our mother, we respect our father. Islamic brothers, now the rank of sister in Islam. Just as Islam has specified the rights of mother, it has also done the same concerning the rights of blood sisters, teaching its followers to treat their blood and foster sisters in a good manner. Sisters usually have to put up with stubbornness of their brothers or spend much time doing as they ask. Whenever their brothers are in pain or facing a problem, sisters come to their aid and support them. If their mother passes away, the sisters rise up and take responsibility, filling the void of their mother's absence in a beautiful way. My dear Islamic brothers, those they have sisters, they know how much loving they are, subhanAllah. And they have their own rights. Before Islam, sisters were also treated badly in an evil way. In the times of ignorance, it was common for brothers to marry their sisters. Allah Almighty declared this to be eternally haram. It is clear for the world to know that the biggest upholder and champion of women's right is none other than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama himself. And he appointed brothers to be the preservers of their sisters' honor and dignity. In regards to this, he stated, whosoever has three daughters or three sisters, or two daughters, or two sisters, and he displays good conduct towards them, and he fears Allah Almighty in regards to them, he will be granted paradise. SubhanAllah. In fact, in another place, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined four fingers together and gave the following glad tidings: such a person will be in paradise with me like this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhibited the best of character and conduct with his foster sister. On one occasion, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread his blessed shawl and asked, "Intercede, your intercession will be accepted." This was the conduct of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam for her foster sister. Now you can imagine what would be the conduct and what should be the conduct of a real blood sister we should possess. These are the teachings of Islam. SubhanAllah. My dear Islamic brothers, we are learning about rights of women, the high rank of women in Islam. We learned about daughter. We learned about sister. We learned about mother. Now let's listen about the rights of wife. Allah Almighty addressed husbands in regards to their wives and stated in Quran, "And deal with them kindly." Islam openly clarified that the best of people is the one who has the best conduct towards his wife. Sayyidina Hakim bin Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and narrates from his father that a person once asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "What is the right of the wife upon the husband?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in reply, "When he eats, he should also feed her. When he wears clothes, he should also dress her. He should not hit her on the face, nor say she is ugly. And if he has to resort to seclusion from her, then he should only do so in the home." Dear Islamic brothers, these are the beautiful rights of women which we have learned. Before Islam, women were treated like animals. Islam closed the door of oppression upon women and made them honorable members of society. Islam is the true flag bearer of women's rights and ensures these rights are always protected. Before Islam, daughters were considered a sign of misfortune and they were buried alive. It was Islam that stopped this injustice upon daughters and gave them their full rights to live freely. It was Islam that established rights for mothers and showed the world that without fulfilling their rights, there is no hope of success. It was Islam that explained the rights of sisters and taught brothers to be kind towards them. It was Islam that declared marriage between a man and a woman as half of the man's faith being protected. It was Islam that declared that best of people are those who are best towards their wives. Alhamdulillah. My dear Islamic brothers, we are fortunate that we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah. And our teachings of Islam are so beautiful. Alhamdulillah. It's only we need to learn, we need to seek knowledge and then act upon accordingly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding regarding the rights of mother, regarding the rights of sister, regarding the rights of daughters, regarding the rights of wife. Ameen, bijahin, nabiyil, ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But respected brothers, alhamdulillah, today you came in the weekly ijtima of Dawat Islam. In this very short span of time, and those that are watching on Madani channel, we learned a lot from the teachings of Islam. We learned from Quran, we learned from ahadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. We learned from the practices of the Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam and Sahaba kiram, alhamdulillah. We increased our knowledge. This is the very reason these ijtima'at are conducted. I request every one of you to come regularly and participate in these weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami. Wherever you are in your locality, you should come and find out where is ijtima of Dawat Islami, weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami, and alhamdulillah, Every week, Ijtima is live. You should also watch if you are at home on Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barikum.
O Mubalik, for you is my prayer. O Mubalik, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success, stay success.